I'm joined now by Worcester City assistant manager Matt Gardner. Matt, a rare home defeat and to a bottom three team. You must be disappointed.
Very disappointed. Obviously, it's been a bit of a fortress for us in 2014. Ironically, I think out the last three, four games, notwithstanding the one that was cancelled, we've probably created the most chances today. It felt like that anyway, watching the game. But obviously, when you don't take them against the bottom three team, you could see they were fighting. The pitch, obviously, moving the ball. I think on this one, if you go a goal behind, it's difficult. But we've got to score before. We've got to score earlier on to put them away, really.
Danny Jackman hit the post, and Jordan Murphy came close to it with a shot inside the six-yard box. But unlucky they didn't go in, or should have done better.
I think the strikes from distance. I mean, Jack had a strike, Ellis had a strike. It's rebounded back off the post in the first half. Wayne Thomas' goal's going in. It's hit someone on the backside and gone wide. Sean Geddes has had a header where he should have scored. Mike Simmons has got one in the box where he's rolled. He should have scored. Jordan Murphy rolled someone. This is off the top of my head. I think when you haven't scored for five games in a row now, including the Hensford one, is it unlucky or is it, you know, systematic of what we've got to be looking at? As a team, we've got to do better. I said this in the week, but restarts as well and corners. You know, we have got to do more in the final third. It's clear to see. And when you play against a team in the bottom three or fighting for their lives, the longer they stay in the game, their belief grows. And then they give them that goal to hang on to. I mean, in fairness, we're trying to win the game rather than just sit out. So that's where I think we had 18 forwards on the pitch at the end of the game, but we just couldn't get the ball over the line.
Bradford didn't create much, but when they did, it was a good goal, a decent cross, a well-headed.
You know, we've had to change it round slightly. Danny Jackman's had to go to left-back. Tyler will have to, hopefully it's not too serious, but it's not looking good at the moment. He can't walk on it, so that's a bit of a worry. They've broke on us attacking. Happens, doesn't it? Not many chances. The one that they get, fair play to them, finished it. Not taking anything away from Bradford. You know, they fight for their lives. They got the result. We should have done more.
Carl Haynes made his debut today. How do you rate his performance?
I thought Carl had a good debut. I thought he was he's up and down. He's obviously getting used to the players. And he met them for the first time today. He knew a few before. I thought his overall performance on this surface was good. He found some of the Agra bobbles at the end. But I think there's more to come from him. So pleased with his debut.
You've got a game in the Worcestershire Senior Cup on Tuesday against Redditch. Are you tempted to make a few changes, use some fringe players?
Well, I think the squad in general, with the amount of games that we've got Saturday, Tuesdays, we'll be mixing it up. We've talked about it briefly, but there's certainly an opportunity to look at certain things. So we'll be assessing who's fit and available and what we can do on that game. But I went to see them yesterday, just to see what the surface is like and everything else. So, we'll look at that, see who's fit and available. And it's an opportunity for people because ultimately, whoever plays in that game, we're looking for someone to take it by the scruff of the neck and show us that they want to score goals.
Today's no goal again. It shows that you probably need a new striker. You've been talking to one or two. Is there any news on that?
Like I said, if you look at the goals for column, it speaks for itself. We've got to do more as a team. We created more opportunities today, but we didn't convert. But we haven't scored now for five games, including the Hensford game. I think we will see what happens in the next couple of weeks and take it from there.
OK, well, unlucky today and best of luck against Redditch.
No, thank you.